well batted.
Thank you.
Yeah, your best innings for Yorkshire.
No, it's not.
Well, in terms of context.
Oh, in terms of context, yeah, it's massive. Like, we needed someone to do that, and luckily enough, it was me.
Yeah, and in terms of obviously this morning getting to that 350, what were your thoughts as you started to tumble at the other end?
Well, when we came off last night, knowing exactly what we needed to do, it kind of made it a bit easier. Yeah. Knowing that we needed definitely 350 to keep the dream alive, and actually getting there was a massive effort. We still needed 115 this morning. And for Rafa as well to play like he did and support me, and then Sid to play like he did at the end, and for us to get us over the line was immense.
What were the conversations with Sid out in the middle between overs?
No, we were fairly chilled, to be fair. Sidney sort of takes the attitude, well, it's not my job, I don't care, like, which is probably a good thing, really. It's his job to get the wickets, really, not the runs. So, he's fairly chilled out with his batting, but he played really nicely.
Not ideal to come off needing only one, was it?
No, especially when they started with the spinner straight after the rain break. That was a bit nerve-wracking, but now we got through and managed to get over the line, which was perfect.
A couple of early wickets, but then they've defied you for a bit. What's the plan for going into them?
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it? It's like sort of just before you start fighting, you're sort of eyeing each other up, seeing who's going to land the first punch at the minute. The game was sort of drifting for a little spell, but that's only because we bowled so well. Yeah. And they felt really threatened end of the day. If they come in tonight four down, which could possibly happen, then we've got the game by the scruff of the neck there. But as it stands, it's probably about even Stevens, and we need to bowl well again tomorrow, and they need to come out and play really well to set up a chase.
I suppose it helps as well that they need to win, doesn't it? Because they are going to have to come out at some point in the morning.
Well, it helps both sides really, because the short of the chase probably plays into our hands. Takes sort of bowling out of the game a little bit, but even if it's 200 off 10 overs, we've still got to swing and get them, so it's up to them now, sort of ball's in their court.
Yeah, pitch still playing fairly well.
It's playing okay, a bit with a new ball, not much spin, so it's a good wicket.
How important is it not to try and force things tomorrow morning, just to get it right?
I think it will be a patience game, and it will be the first team to sort of to go searching that come out underneath, so I'm not sure, it depends. Like, it's just one of them, you just got to sort of play the situation and see what's happening, and sort of rather than be proactive, you need to be proactive, rather than reactive when they start swinging, because they're going to have to come out swinging and get a few quick runs.
Is there anything else you compare this to in terms of like the tension and all the different subplots?
Well, I think the tension's sort of off us a little bit now, and it's more onto them. They've got to make all the running to create a result out of this game. So, they're going to have to come out and play really, really well. And they need a total and enough time to be able to bowl us out, because they need to win as well.
How good an advert is this for county cricket?
It's a brilliant advert, isn't it? 16 games, and it comes down to the last day of the year, and three teams can still win the championship. I don't think there's anything better than that, is there?
Last wicket partnership, how are you deciding when to take the single, when not to take the single? Sometimes you took it early evening, sometimes you didn't. Sometimes
I was just taking advice from Ryan, like how he felt. Depends, different bowlers he was comfortable with and the other ones he wasn't. So he's like, look, try and take three or take four. And if we don't get him, then have a swing last ball and try and hit four or something. But I was backing him. I was, backing him to the hilt, 100%. Had faith in him to manage to see it out or even score the runs.
How did you pass that hour or so in the dressing room when you were on 3.9 and flashing down?
I can't really remember much, to be honest. Was it an hour?
It was 68 minutes.
I kind of just sat there and stared into space a little bit. I'm pretty tired, so I might have actually shut my eyes as well. But we're just fairly chilled. Like, obviously, the lads are, they were bouncing around and still obviously a bit of nervous tension in the room. But, as soon as we got those runs, and then, we managed to accelerate a little bit and get a bit of momentum.
It'd be an amazing thing to do, three on the trot after being 2-4 for six, chasing 350, won't it?
It will from 30 for four. Definitely.
So will you be asking to put bat number five in future always? Is this your new position?
I don't know, I'm happy to bat wherever. I don't really care, I just do a job for the team, and wherever they want to slide me in, I'll try and do the best I can.